nature and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to soggy Irving, Texas. Man, oh man, are we continuing to have the rain here in North Texas, all across Texas, and some of the surrounding states as well. A lot of questions about that. I'll get into some of them myself to start here, talking about in Howard's garden. But if you have any specific issues related to that or any other gardening or landscaping questions or comments or problems or tips, we are delighted to have those as well. Give us a call and we'll chat about them. Telephone number is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Lines are open for you right now. This hour brought to you by Victor Pet Foods, as usual, a different version. They've got all kinds of selections in their arsenal of wonderful dog and cat foods. And I've been trying with our dogs, Tater and Carmen, a lot of different ones. The one we're doing now is not grain-free, but it is one that has the hip and joint medicines, I guess you'd call them, herbs, in the product. We also give those things to the dogs on a regular basis, and they love them, so in pill form. So we're trying both of them, but so far every one of the products we've tried, they've just dived into. Grain-free ones, so we'll probably go back to, but this one is not. But all their products are free of the things that we don't like: corn, wheat, soy, and gluten. There are no chemical preservatives in any of the dog foods, and I think you'll like them. Go to Victor Dog Food. Your pets will like them. VictorDogFood.com is the website, and you can get a lot of information there. And it's a fun website to go to because there's great photographs of some of the wonderful dogs that are on the Victor pet food. So check it out. Also, their Facebook page is good as well. And check out our Facebook. I've been kind of off and on about putting things on there for several reasons lately, but I'll add some things as we go. Some of the things we'll be talking about on the our Facebook. And to go there, you go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And if you want to ask some questions, you can do it that way. You can also go to info@dirtdoctor.com and send us questions that way. But the best thing to do is just call and chat. I don't think it'll be real crowded this morning, so give us a buzz, 866-444-3478. Well, what does this rain do for you? One thing, it's dangerous. Coming over here this morning, a couple of things occurred to me. It's raining so much that some of the areas are flooded, so be careful. If you don't have to go anywhere, if you're in one of these rainy areas, don't, because there is a lot of water out there. And hydroplaning, especially on curves, and especially if you're going too fast, is a problem, so be careful about that. Also, the water hides holes a lot of cases. Here in Dallas, especially Dallas, and I would assume it's other places as well, there are a lot of potholes out there, and they're hidden by the water. And one of the things that I would suggest, and I almost messed up myself this morning, is stay out of the right-hand lane over by the curb, especially if that's the direction the water is draining, because the water will have hidden a lot of those big potholes or worse. And you can really do some damage to your car and some have some serious situations there. Also, I was driving over on the right-hand in the right-hand lane through a kind of a residential/commercial area, and there were a lot of trees on the right-hand side. and I was boxed in by a car on the left, and there was a big dead limb that had fallen into my lane. So that's another reason when you're driving around in this bad weather, it's probably a good idea to stay out of that right-hand lane. Luckily, I was able to miss it and didn't have any problems, but it was a dead branch that was about 4 inches in diameter. If I'd hit it, it'd been probably pretty bad. So that's the driving tip of the day. In the garden, what's going on there is that the soil is totally saturated, and when that happens, you don't have any air in the soil. The water drives the oxygen out of the air, and that's why we recommend the kind of watering that we do. We like a pulsing watering regime. We like to water real heavy and deeply and soak that water into the soil and let the water push the air and the oxygen out, and then you let the soil dry out before you water again. You don't water. There's so many people, and including the irrigation companies and the landscape companies, that are recommending watering 10 or 15 minutes at a time real often. And I don't recommend that. I recommend watering a lot longer and then skipping as much of a time period between waterings as possible. And the reason for that is that the soil will breathe that way. The water comes in, pushes the oxygen out. The water goes away, leaches, drains, evaporates away. The soil dries out. The oxygen, the air and the oxygen go back into the pore spaces, so it's breathing in and out. If you keep it wet all the time, like this rain is doing, it keeps the oxygen out of the soil. That creates an anaerobic situation in the ground, and that's destructive to the biology in the soil that we've worked so hard to build with the natural organic program. You'll have a lot more tolerance for it if you have been using the organic techniques. If you've been using organic fertilizers and amendments and all the things that we recommend, you'll have a better crumb structure, a better tilth for the soil. You'll have better air spaces in the soil, and you're not going to stay quiet. In other words, it gives you an advantage of that air getting back into the soil quicker than if you've been using synthetic fertilizers, you know, Scotts or Vigoro or Stay Green or whatever synthetic fertilizer that a lot of people still use. If you're doing that, the crumb structure is totally different. The biology is totally different in the soil, and that's why the crumb structure and the tilth is different. And the pore spaces are less, and you have more chance for the soil to stay anaerobic. I'm starting to see on some projects brown patch starting to show up pretty badly, and it's very dramatic. I've seen some rings that are really bright yellow, and they're starting out as pretty small spots, and they're going to spread if you don't treat with some of the things that we recommend. I don't recommend the synthetic fungicides because they are indiscriminate. They kill the beneficial fungus and bacteria and protozoa and things that we want to have living in the soil as well or better than they kill the pathogens. The organic techniques work because they stimulate biological activity, these good microbes, and they take care of the pathogens. Cornmeal, for example, you put cornmeal out, which is what I'd recommend if you're starting to see some of these brown patch rings show up or other diseases. Put out the cornmeal at somewhere between 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like you'd put out a fertilizer. And what happens is that the cornmeal contains a little, but more importantly, stimulates a microbe in the soil called Trichoderma. And Trichoderma attacks and kills the Rhizoctonia, which is what brown patch is, and other fungal diseases as well. It can help with other pathogens also. So that's what you want to put out. If it continues to stay completely saturated and soggy, you're not going to get as good a results as if it starts to dry out and you get some air back in the soil, obviously. But anytime you can put the cornmeal out, if you are starting to see those diseases, it will give you some help. The other thing you can do, and some people like to do this, especially the second time around, if they have to treat a second time for whatever reason, if the watering continued to be too heavy, too many synthetic fertilizers continue to be used, or whatever, cornmeal works for a while, and then the disease comes back. For some strange reason, that second go-around, if you have to do it, a lot of times garlic, liquid garlic spray, garlic oil mixed with water and sprayed, either by itself or with the Garrett juice mixture, will work better than cornmeal in a lot of cases. Putting out dry garlic, which we also use to help with mosquitoes, will help with the disease too. Well, I'll talk more about that and some other in our garden stuff when we come back. And we'll go to the phones, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, I'll be right back. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs, ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And since we've got people who've jumped on here early, I'm going to take some calls, and then we'll get back into a few other in Howard's garden things. But first, I needed to tell you something I almost forgot to do, which would be terrible. Forgot to tell you about the SPCA Dog of the Week, sponsored by Victor Pet Foods. It's Andromeda, 3-year-old female red and white lab mix, 46 pounds, good size. She was surrendered to a humane officer for some reason. Has had a rough start, apparently, but with some tender, loving care, she's blossomed into a healthy and happy girl. She is really sweet, loves people, loves to play, loves to cuddle, loves to have her belly scratched. When you take her outside, she's ready to play fetch and enjoy the sun. So sounds like a good one. She's really pretty. Her picture's on our website, so check it out. She's here in the Dallas SPCA, which is just west of downtown Dallas, 2400 Lone Star Drive. Now, we got good news and bad news from the past. The good news is, from the past, Sweet Pea and Pharos were adopted, but still waiting for homes are Sparks, Rigby, Sarah, and Ritter. And I don't know who Rigby is. We don't have a picture of Rigby on our website, so I don't know much about probably him. But the others are really good-looking dogs and look like good finds, so check them out on our website. Go to DirtDoctor.com and check those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area especially, and let's try to help some of these dogs out. And thanks for the ones that have been helped there. To the phones, Martha is first up today, and calling from Boswell, Oklahoma. Hi, Martha.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question. Do you have a recommendation of where to get your water tested? We have a well, and just don't have any idea what we're drinking.
Well, there any of the soil testing labs, and there's a lot of them around, do water testing as well. The one in Texas that we've worked with the most is Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas, and they do a lot of water testing and could help you out no problem at all.
Okay.
Be a good way for you to go. And it's a good idea to test the water, and if you have some problems, the organic program, a lot of the liquid things that we recommend can help greatly with straightening the water out. So let us know, and we'll try to help if there's any questions about that.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. And next up is Tom in Woodway. Well, hello, Tom.
Hello, Howard. lived in this house for 15 years, and I have oak trees that have been ravaged by oak wilt, and I've cut them down to the stumps, most of them, and I've got growth now of what I would call sprouts that are like 15 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
I have another tree that I've topped off. It's 9 foot tall, and it's growing branches now with real lush green leaves. And I just wonder, are these things doomed anyway? Are they going to die anyway? I don't know what to do about whether I should keep cutting them down.
Well, it kind of depends on what the situation is. Do you still have oak wilt killing trees in your area? Do you see it happening on other properties?
No, I don't. Years ago, I had my trees treated, but they still died. And so,
when you say treated, how did you have them treated? Injected with Alamo?
I had them injected, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's, and they last longer, but they still died.
Well, that's why I don't recommend that, ever. It doesn't work. And,
yeah, that's what I found out. It was expensive, too.
Yeah. They'll tell you, if you ask around, that they've never cured a sick tree with the Alamo injection. So years ago, we started looking at a different way of going. And what we recommend is the sick tree treatment. It's it was actually discovered. We came upon the idea when we were having photinia, the shrub red-tipped photinia, dying all over the place. And certain people in universities and others were telling folks there was no cure for it. And we never buy that when people tell us there's no cure for something. And so we came up with this sick tree treatment. It's on our website on dirtdoctor.com under guides on the homepage, real easy to find.
And so if I use this treatment on the trees that are the sprouts and everything that are surviving, that shouldn't probably help them.
Well, it'll help them for sure. Whether it'll completely keep them from coming down with the disease again, I don't know. If you used Alamo, you probably were using synthetic fertilizers on the site also. I'm sorry?
Yes, I have used synthetic fertilizers.
Yeah, well, a big part of the sick tree treatment is to stop doing that. The synthetic fertilizers, whether it's Scotts or Vigoro or Stay Green or Miracle-Gro or whichever one was the choice, those things are destructive to the biology in the soil, the living organisms. And we found out, one of the things that we discovered on ranches, for example, is that when oak wilt travels across a given piece of property, you'll almost always see that it wipes out a whole lot of trees, but it leaves this tree and this tree and this tree. It doesn't seem to affect certain trees. Well, what one of the universities did, and I forget which one it was, it may have been A&M, did was they inspected those trees that live and tried to figure out what was different about them that kept them alive. And what they discovered was they had a much higher level of biological activity in the sap in the trees. And that's exactly what we try to do with building the health of the soil. It builds the health in the roots of the plant and in the trunk and in the top. So applying the sick tree treatment is what you need to do if you're going to have any success at all, if you have had oak wilt in the area. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk off the air a little bit more, and I'll talk more about that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we've got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Before we go back to the phone, I wanted everybody to hear some of the things that Tom and I were talking about off the air about oak wilt and treatments. As a part of it, you heard before we went to the break. But one, we don't recommend the chemical injections for oak wilt. The people that recommend that will tell you that it doesn't cure infected trees, the ones that are honest about it, that they've never cured a single tree, but that it will prevent the disease from trees in about 70% of the cases. So in other words, about 70% of the time, using the chemical technique, you can keep a perfectly healthy tree alive. We don't think those odds are very good. So we came up with this treatment of the soil that would indirectly treat the tree and build the biology, both in the soil and in the roots and in the top of the tree, because that's where we found the trees that were surviving on ranches were. They were real heavily loaded with biological activity in the sap of the tree, much heavier than trees that were getting sick. So we came up with the sick tree treatment. As I said, it started with saving photinia, red tip photinia. And what it does is, step one, you expose the flare. And let me talk about that, because some of you may not have heard me talk about that issue that much. One of the most important things we talk about here on the show is that a lot of woody plants, shrubs and trees and everything else, any kind of woody plant, the most of them that have been planted the last decade, couple of decades, have been planted too deep in the ground. Their flares are covered. So we started recommending reversing that, getting the soil off the flares, using the air spade or air knife or hand tools or whatever, brushes. And we saw this dramatic change in trees. 100% of the time, trees would start being more vigorous, would lose disease and insect problems, and have all kind of positive things happening to them by simply getting the soil off of the flare of the tree. So that became the first step of the sick tree treatment. And the reason, one of the reasons we got into that and how that relates to oak wilt, there's a commercial project in Dallas, has a whole bunch of live oaks on it. And the contractor was ordered by the owner, because they brought in a consultant that recommended it, to treat all the trees. They were having some oak wilt starting to show up on the trees there on the property. And so they were ordered to inject all the trees with this product called Alamo. And the directions on it are really interesting. The directions on injecting Alamo into a tree are, among other things, to pull the soil off of the flare and inject the chemical into the flare of the tree, not into the trunk. And so they were going along and doing all this work, and toward the end of the project, there were hundreds of trees on this project. Toward the end of the of injecting all the trees, they ran out of the chemical. And so they just exposed the flares and didn't do the chemical. And for some reason, never went back and did that. And they noticed that of all the trees that did the best in years after that, the ones that didn't have the chemical, the holes drilled and the chemical injected, the ones that were untreated did the best. And they did the best because they did well because they had their flares uncovered. So that's step one of the sick tree treatment. The rest of it is to put out the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation. And if you aerate first and have holes in the ground throughout the root system, it works better. And you put out compost, rock materials, rock minerals, and sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal. We think that's very important. And then the final step is to spray everything, ground plane, flare, trunk, leaves, twigs, every square inch of the tree and the root zone with Garrett juice. And in this case, nowadays, there's a Garrett juice that has mycorrhizae in the spray, mycorrhizae and bacteria, and it's made by a Maestro Grow Company. So that would be the best one to use. If you use your own homemade Garrett juice, which would be fine, or one of the other commercial ones that doesn't have the microbes in it, buying the microbes separately from a company like BioSI or MyCore Tech or somebody like that, adding them in is a smart thing to do. If the watering, and a lot of times watering properly is part of the solution too. Trees overwatered or trees in a droughty situation will be more susceptible to things like the oak wilt. So fixing that, just common sense stuff, is a way to not only prevent oak wilt, but it's curative. It will cure infected plants, unless the root system is already completely dead, obviously, or something like that. If you've got any more questions about that or anything related to trees or soil or oak wilt treatment or whatever, just give me a buzz. Ken is next up, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Doctor. I'm a first-time caller and a long-time listener.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I learned a lot from listening to you. I
appreciate it.
And I have two quick questions, please.
Sure.
One is about rhubarb. Last year, I was given two rhubarb plants, which I planted behind my house in my flower bed, if you will, in full sun. And then this year it started, and I had a lot of rhubarb. And then I don't know much about it, but it went to seed. And I got on the computer and looked, and they said you can cut the seed back. the seed's telling it, the plant, that it might be at the end of its cycle, but if you cut that off, you can have rhubarb for all summer long. So I did that, and I didn't have any rhubarb at all. Is there a process that I need to do, sir?
Well, I'm jealous to begin with, Kim, because we can't grow rhubarb here in North Texas. It's just too hot. We have to grow Swiss chard instead, which tastes totally different, but it looks a little bit similar. So to be honest with you, I've never grown rhubarb. I do know that it is easy to grow in your area, and why cutting the tops off would have killed it, I don't know. Did something else happen?
No, sir.
Too much water or too little water or anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you have any other vegetables that you're growing in that area, or just the rhubarb?
Just that in that area.
Okay. Go to your local – what I'd recommend in this case, since I'm not a rhubarb expert by any means, go to your local garden center.
Okay.
And chat with them about it and see if they recommend that you get some new transplants or – tell them the sequence of what all you did and see if they can come up with what happened so you can avoid it next time.
Yeah. Yes, sir, I shall do that. And my next question is, how does one get a piece of a butterfly bush that is an adult and transplant it?
You talking about buddleia? You talking about the shrub buddleia or the big perennial called buddleia?
I guess it's butterfly bushes. That's what I...
Okay.
We call them around here. They can produce, they attract butterflies, and they turn different colors.
Right. You can propagate it just like you'd propagate any plant, roses or anything. Make a cutting of the newest growth. And the best time to do it on any flowering plant is right after the flower on the stem you're going to try to make the cutting from fades. As it starts to fade, make a cutting that's about 8 inches long. Pull the leaves off 75% of the cutting. Leave some of the leaves on the top. Plunge those cuttings into what I like to use is organic potting soil. Some people use peat moss. Some people use perlite. Various kinds of things work. But I just like to start cuttings in the soil that I grow things in pots, which is a mixture of compost, rock minerals, and sugars, just like we use for bed preparation. Some people use a rooting hormone. I stick the end of the cutting, unless it's a poisonous plant, in my mouth and put saliva on it. And it actually functions as well as anything you can buy as a rooting hormone. Yeah. And that's what you do. You put it in a warm place, good light, keep it moist. If you drape some plastic over it and form kind of a little greenhouse situation, it'll work even better. Woody cuttings are a little harder to root than soft succulent cuttings in some cases, but buddleia is pretty easy to root. So you could try it now as soon as you have some flowers that start to fade. I think that would be the first best time to do it. The next best time, if that doesn't work as well for you as you'd like, would be next year when it starts to grow, and take the cuttings just before the buds break, when they start to swell and you can see that they're about to break and start to leaf out. That's when some plants are the easiest to root. Figs and grapes, that's when you can get 100% rooting success when you do cuttings. And it might work pretty well on the buddleia too. But go ahead and try it now, see if that works for you, and then if that doesn't, try the other time.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help, and it was a pleasure talking to you, Doctor.
Same here. Call us again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Open line at 866-444-3478. There was something I was going to finish. Oh, yeah. One thing real quickly, and then we'll go to Kevin in Illinois. But finishing up with a little in Howard's garden and this disease thing, one of the diseases that apparently some people are starting to see, I've seen what might be it in a few cases, is called take-all patch, and it's where you don't have those distinctive rings that develop and then spread. That's brown patch, but the take-all patch tends to be a discoloration that doesn't have the distinctive shape, and it's kind of all over the whole area. And, you know, there can be some insects. There can be chinch bugs, which I doubt very seriously with all this rain. And there could be grubs, and there could be some other things. But if there's no evidence of those kind of insects, take-all patch may be what you have. Universities, certain ones, recommend putting out peat moss on the property, which lowers the pH and seems to do some good. What I recommend that works a lot better than that and is cheaper is to use, instead of peat moss, compost, broadcast it all over the whole place, and put out some cornmeal at the 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and put out green sand if lowering the pH is something that's a good thing to do, and vinegar. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with more on that right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I kind of rushed that a little bit before the break, so one more quick time. If you do have a situation that you think might be the take-all patch, or if it's been diagnosed and you know it is for sure, rather than putting out expensive peat moss, which is basically antimicrobial, you know, it's a sterile, pretty much a sterile product, and so it doesn't stimulate biological activity like we like compost does. So we recommend compost instead of peat moss. And it's cheaper, too. But to go along with that, if lowering the pH helps, and it does seem to, you can do that much easier with vinegar. You can mix 2 or 3 ounces of vinegar and water and spray it. It can be sprayed out as part of your Garrett juice spray. It is one of the ingredients in Garrett juice. You can spray Garrett juice and add a little bit, another ounce to the mixture and make it where it really will affect the pH fairly significantly. And so if that's an issue that you think you want to do, that's a better, more cost-effective way to go to handle that disease. But we recommend basically the same things, cornmeal, the garlic, the kinds of things that stimulate biological activity, which, of course, compost does. That's the reason that we recommend it. Kevin in Rockford, Illinois, next up. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, I have a question with my compost pile.
Okay.
With my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're always eating it, and I try to put it in the garden, and they're eating it. And is it broke down enough? I mean, why are they eating my compost?
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have quite a few. I have a German Shepherd Cocker and a couple of miniature Dachshunds.
Oh, cool. And they all do it?
Not all of them. My German Shepherds mostly.
Okay. That's interesting. If it's broken down and not still the raw identifiable materials and food stuff, I don't know what would be so attractive to them. I've never had anybody really bring me that problem before. I tell you what I would probably do is get some red pepper, some hot red pepper like you would sprinkle on a pizza.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can, from Asian markets, they sell big bags of them. A lot of times you can get a real decent price and have a good quality stuff. But wherever you can get it, sprinkle some on the outside or take some Tabasco sauce or some other really hot sauce, mix it in water and spray the outside. and give them a little bit of a hot taste the next time they try to do that, and it might change their behavior. Not positive, but it'd be worth a try.
Yeah. The stuff that they're more attracted to is the stuff that the darker stuff that's still kind of hung together.
Yeah. That's funny. I've never seen dogs do that before. Let's try the pepper. You can also speed up the process of it breaking down by building the heat up, and you do that by adding molasses or some more organic fertilizer, something with some protein, some nitrogen, and make it break down a little quicker. I guess the downside of that could be that some of that might attract the dogs as well. The German Shepherds like it. Let's try the hot pepper and see if that won't give them a good taste of it. If the next time they eat some of the compost, won't hurt them, but just see if that'll keep them away.
All right, thank you. All right, I'll do so.
Give it a try.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Let's talk to Roger in North Richland Hills. Hello, Roger.
Good morning, Howard. First of all, I'd have the most infinite regard for the program, for the work you're doing, sir. I just really admire you so very much.
Well, thanks very much.
I've been in my home 14 years, and I have some big Bradford pears around the house, which I would never have planted, but they've been here 17 or 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
A few days ago, well, actually, I started seeing this a couple of years ago. I had a hairline crack in my front interior wall above the windows in the front of the house, and that's on the side of the house where the largest Bradfords are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a foundation guy come by. You know, I was afraid there's something wrong. And one of the things he said to me was that the roots of the trees have sucked so much water out from under the foundation it's causing the front of the house to sort of sink, to drop down or something like that. And he was telling me that Bradfords drink 100 gallons of water a day and all this stuff. And I mean, I'm looking at a humongous expense here. And I mean, I'm going to have a bunch of other bids, you know, other contractors come out here and look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not persuaded that I got a thoroughly accurate story here.
Well, he pulled that 100 gallons a day out of somewhere. There's no data that would back that up, because it depends on the size of the tree and everything else. I'm not a big person to worry about trees affecting the foundation of the tree, because usually what happens when a tree's roots run over toward the house, they don't dip and go under. They hit the beam, and the beam serves as a root barrier, and they go laterally. Now, if you have a leak under the house or something like that, that's a different issue. You need to get that fixed, but I don't think the tree would really be a problem. Let me talk to you more off the air about that, if I could, and then I'll bring some of the main points to everybody when I start the next hour about trees and foundations. And if you want to call about anything else, that's great. 866-444-3478 is the telephone number. Website's dirtdoctor.com. Newsletter's free. You can sign up right online and get it every week.